The new 4-year contract gives musicians a 6% pay increase over the time of the deal. It also includes a commitment to return the orchestra to 88 players by the end of those 4 years, one of the major sticking points in contract negotiations. Paul Murphy is a principal violist and heads the musicians' negotiating team.
It's been a hard-fought battle. We're thrilled to be back, and I think that the Woodruff Arts Center has demonstrated that they want to have a great orchestra in this great city, and that was something I feared was not the case for a while.
In exchange, the players will pay more for health care in a new high-deductible plan, one of the other issues that stalled negotiations. Before, musicians were paying about $10 a week to cover their families. Now, they'll pay about $20.
The musicians were comfortable that we could make that sacrifice and still retain quality health care for the players.
However, Murphy says players have lost about $16,000 each over the 2-month lockout, and some have left the symphony in the process. Randy Donaldson is with the Woodruff Arts Center, the orchestra's managing organization.
There was certainly some sacrifice made by the musicians over the course of the last couple of months.
The agreement brings to an end the second ASO musicians' lockout in the last 2 years. Despite the new contract, the ASO still faces serious budget issues going forward. The orchestra has been running in the red since 2001, including a $2 million deficit this year.
With this new agreement, there is a really strong optimism and confidence that we'll be able to have an economic viability here that we haven't had for the last 12 years.
The orchestra's first performance is slated for Thursday, 6 weeks after the season was scheduled to start. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.